Okay, well, we'll get started here. If you're listening on tape, this is file number 33, Revelation chapter 6 through 13, a test. I want to make sure you get it. I'd like to try to get done with this by about maybe 35 minutes or 40 minutes. I'm not sure if that's unreasonable or not, but I'll try not to make it unreasonable for you. There is one thing I want to say, because I know it's going to generate some real questions, and it's in part one, question number 33. Don't worry about this one, because we changed a couple things. And I'm going to talk about this in Apocalypse Daniel, so don't worry about number 33. In fact, I'll just tell you what the answer is. It's D. The answer for number 33 is D, for number 6. So. And then part 2 is, of course, check all that apply. You know how those go. And then page number 8. Fill in the blanks, just real simple, just simple answers. Think about those. Don't write any elaborate answer. And then part 4 is true or false, so make sure you put either a T or an F there now. And then part 5 is chronology. Range in order. Okay. Think that'll keep you busy for a half hour? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I can see that we're not going to have enough time to correct it in 5 minutes, I'm sure. Will, tell you what, why don't you exchange and we'll just go through the multiple choice portion here. I'm wondering, is there maybe someone that might be interested in correcting some tests over the break?
I would.
You would like to do that? Okay. You want to see me after? Is there anyone else that you feel like you might like to? Okay, well, we've got... What's that?
One morning.
Well, actually, what we probably would do is just simply... well, I'll talk to you about it after class. Maybe a couple of you... If you wanted to see me after class, and it probably for a couple of you, if a couple of us worked together on this, probably wouldn't take you more than an hour and a half or so of your time. Really appreciate that. Part one, multiple choice. Number one, who opens the seals of the scroll in Revelation 6? That's E, a lamb having seven horns. So number one is E. Number two, what do the living creatures tell? And so forth. That would be B, go. Go. So number two is B. Number three, which of the following takes place at the same time that the first seal is open? Well, C, Satan is cast down to earth and persecutes the woman who brought forth the man-child. So number three is C. Number four, which of the following indicates that the white horse rider is the Antichrist? C, the following horses bring strife and destruction. So number four is C. Number five, what is the meaning of the red horse and rider? That's D, war. So number five is D, war. Number six, what do the balances in the hand of the black horse rider signify? That's E, famine for food. Number six is E. Number seven, what is the rider of the pale horse symbolic of? B, death. Number seven is B. Number eight, what do the souls under the altar symbolize? E, the martyred saints of the Great Tribulation only. So number eight is E. Number nine, how long is the little season? B, from the fifth seal to the sixth seal. Number nine, B, is that right?
Yes.
Huh?
I thought you said it would take some place, possibly some time up to the seventh seal. Sure if it happened in the fifth field or the sixth field.
Right.
And fifth to the 6th.
You know, on this one here, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a little bit lenient on this because I myself personally have had a little bit of trouble with the wording here. And I've talked to publications about this. And they assured me that the test was written right, but I still have problem with it myself personally. So on number 9, I'm going to say either B or C. Because it says from the fifth seal to the seventh seal. And technically they say B is the best answer, and I can see what they're saying, but I have the idea that they're resurrected in the sixth seal, and this seems to be saying to the sixth seal. And there's kind of a little block in my mind here, so I'm going to be a little bit lenient on this one. So number 9, let's say B or C. Number 10 is D. Referring to the seventh seal, the time of wrath. Number 10 is D. Number 11, when are the 144,000 sealed? D, just before the seventh seal is opened. So number 11 is D. Number 12, in chapter 7 and verse 9, John sees a great multitude. Who are they? D, the tribulation saints. So number 12 is D. Number 13 is B. 13 is B. Number 14 is E. 14 is E. Number 15 is C. So 15 is C. Number 16 is D, as in dog. Number 17 is B. 17 is B. Number 18 is B. 18 is B. Number 19 would be D. D, right. D is in dark. Number 20 is C. Number 20 is C. Number 21 is E. That would be E. and now you're experiencing B. Or maybe C.
Yeah, C.
Hopefully not D. No, not D. No. Number 22 is A. 22 is A. 23 is C. 23 is C. Number 24 is C. 24 is C. Number 25 is E. 25 is E. Number 26 is D. D, as in day. Number 27 is A, a mighty man or warrior. 27 is A. Number 28, C. 28 is C. 29 is B. B.
B or D?
B. Yeah. B. Number 30 is D. Number 30 is D. Number 31 is C. 31 is C. Number 32 is B. 32 is B. And then, of course, number 3, I give you the answer, is D. Sealing and testimony of the 144,000. We'll talk about that later. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's skip over to part 5 now. Let's do part 5, and that will only leave a couple other sections here. Part 5, chronology. Let me read number 1 to you. There's no real debate about these. Number 1 on part 5, we're on page 9 now. Here's the order. 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. So let me read it to you again. And if they have them all wrong, you might want to just write them alongside here. 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. It's minus 1 for each one of those. Do I need to read that again? Okay. Number 2 reads like this. Number 2 is 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. Same way. Same as number 1. And then number 3 reads like this. Number 3 is 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. Now, all I'd like to have you do is just put the minus number in the margin real clearly on each one that's wrong. You don't have to write it down at the top. And you don't have to count them all up, but you might want to pass them back to the owner and let them look at it, make sure it's right.
Mike, isn't the 7th seal in the great tribulation?